Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning once again. You're welcome to Tuesday, March 12th, and we're back.
Doesn't feel like a Tuesday.
What does it feel like to you?
Like a Wednesday.
Like a Wednesday.
Or a Monday.
Okay, well.
Just like a Monday.
Really? Mm-hmm. Does it feel like you had a weekend yesterday?
Yeah, well, I mean, it worked. And I went to bed late.
How late?
Two.
Well, I beat you. I went to sleep at 3:30.
Oh, my God.
Can you fucking imagine?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't imagine. Yeah. I just wouldn't want to.
So you just got off late, off of work, and then what happened?
Well, I got off of work and I wasn't tired.
Oh, okay.
So I got home and I was like, So I, like, washed my face. Didn't even have a snack because I ate a lot at work.
Right.
My manager gave me, like, two slices of pizza.
Uh-huh.
So I poured a glass of wine and I edited a YouTube video. And then I looked at the clock. I was like, okay, it's about that time.
Yeah, gotta go to bed.
Yeah,
man.
It's about that time.
I know. You know, they say you gotta set like an alarm clock for you to go to sleep too.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
To remind you to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Although I'll never keep it, but maybe I will, you know?
Right.
When it's like, when it reminds you, you go, okay, so you think about it.
I just wouldn't do that because if I was already asleep and it went off, I'd be pissed.
No. I mean, you don't do that. You know, you just turn it off. You don't
yeah, I guess.
Regular, you know. But
I feel like it's kind of hard to do that because not a single person on this planet goes to bed at the same exact time every night.
Yeah. Well, yeah, unless people live the same every day.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hope my life is never that way.
Yeah, I know. But the reason was is that I always, like, around midnight or 1 o'clock, I find something to get into.
Right.
Last night, I found, like, this karaoke app that, did I tell you about it?
Mm-hmm.
And, so I just started looking for songs on it.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, look at all these karaoke songs. So I started going crazy with the songs and singing and everything.
Right.
And we were talking about singing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a blast, and I thought, I'm not ready to go to sleep yet. So, I love singing, man, and I found a lot more songs that are easier to sing for me. Good songs.
That's crazy that you stayed up till 3:30 in the morning doing that, though.
Right?
I'd be like, maybe I'll do this some other time.
And, you know, it's like during the day I'm very tired, but then at night I just kind of wake up.
Right.
And I didn't used to be a night person, really. I always liked to get up early. Before the sun, but not anymore, man. It doesn't work for me.
I'm usually a morning person, but I've been struggling for like the past month, to be honest with you. Yeah. Usually I'm like up at 6, ready to go. Yeah. And like now I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I
like,
know.
Don't wake me up before 8 a.m. And even at that, I'm struggling.
Yeah. I know. Today was pretty shitty traffic, too. It was probably the worst since I moved to Tarzana a couple months ago. So I was thinking about it, and I thought every day the traffic is different.
Uh-huh.
Is it to you for you too?
Or
is it pretty much the same every day?
It's pretty much the same. If there is traffic, I'm like, oh shit, something's going down.
Right.
Yeah. Then I'm like, am I gonna make it on time? But usually every day it's pretty much the same.
Right.
Like I leave my house.
The same area.
Like usually, if I don't have to get gas and I don't need to stop for like food or energy drinks, like if I know I'm gonna stop at CVS to get like a snack or something, I'll leave at my house at 9:16 literally 9:16 every morning. Yeah. And then if I know I'm not stopping at all, I'll leave my house at like 9:25, like 10 minutes later or something.
Right.
So
yeah,
but it's pretty much the same. But then when I go off those times because I'm so used to them, and then it's trafficky, I'm like, oh man,
right?
am I gonna make it on time?
Yeah.
What's up with all the butterflies?
Where?
Everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's talking about it. There's thousands. They look like leaves, but it's butterflies.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen any?
On my entire drive here. I made a video about it. I'm like, what's going on? Is this like end of the world type shit?
Oh.
Thousands of them everywhere. Oh. They look like leaves falling.
Really?
But they're just butterflies flying around. I'm like, where the fuck are you guys going, and where did you come from?
Well, maybe it's the blossom. You know, it's going to be spring in a week or so.
Yeah, I know. And it's so weird because someone came into my job yesterday, and she was talking to her girlfriend. She goes, what's up with all the butterflies? And I had no idea what she was talking about.
Right.
I'm like, what is she talking about? Now I know what she's talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell what kind?
They're just brown. They look like leaves. They look like fall leaves falling from trees, but it's butterflies.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw a lot of those on
the
way.
So many.
Here.
At least 1,000.
1,000 butterflies. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to look for them. Today's a beautiful day, actually.
It's really nice out.
Right?
The rain is over. And I'm going home and I'm napping through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Me too. The rain's pretty much over, at least for the next 10 days that I've seen. But I'll miss it. I'll miss the rain.
Yeah.
But, you know, we get the same every day, but it's starting to get warmer. It's windy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is becoming more like Southern California weather.
Yeah.
You know. Listen to us talking about the fucking weather, man. What is this? Is not enough news?
I know.
Well, there's plenty of news. We just don't want to touch on much of it. I was actually happy to hear that my hero, well, he's not a hero. But someone I look for up to is Howard Stern.
Mm.
And he's releasing a new book, which is pretty cool.
Right.
You know? I mean, he's so fucking popular. And did you ever listen to him?
No.
Never?
No.
So you don't know what
I know
he's
of
about.
Him. He's like an icon, for sure.
Right,
but
yeah.
I've never, like...
He's huge.
Yeah, yeah. I know fucking he is, yeah.
Huge, yeah. In radio, you know? And I think thanks to him, people still listen to radio because... a lot of radio is dying.
Yeah.
Local radio.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I can't remember the last time I put the radio on in my car for music.
Right.
It's just
exactly.
I haven't done that in years.
Yeah, and we don't need radio stations for music.
And all those people that work there, they're probably going to be jobless soon.
They already are.
Yeah.
I mean, who needs anybody to spin records for them?
Like you DJs know? And stuff?
Right.
I'm like, what? How do you have a job?
Right.
And if you do have a job, I know you're not getting paid well. You can't be.
No.
They must be doing it for the perks because you get invited to like music festivals and like you get backstage passes to like people's concerts and you can interview them.
I just think
them.
There's very few of those left, you know, just a few morning shows maybe. But
yeah.
I don't think that a lot is going on as far as music radio.
Right.
So talk radio, yeah. I mean, that's never going to go away, but... Music radio, I don't know. There's no need for it anymore.
Right.
You know, they used to introduce you to new songs and play stuff you couldn't get.
Well, now I just plug in my phone. I put on whatever I want to listen to. Exactly. Like, I don't even think about putting on my radio.
Right.
I just plug in my auxiliary cord and go.
Right.
And I feel like probably 80% of people do that.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to their phones, listen to anything, really.
You can listen to music. You can listen to audiobooks,
right.
Podcasts. Like,
there's just so many things
you
can do. Exactly. That's why people are like, oh, you guys are on the internet. Well, yeah, it's better than fucking terrestrial radio, which is only local for the most part. And the only time people listen to it is in the car. Now, how long are you in the car? 15, 20 minutes, you know? And then you don't listen. Nobody has a regular radio outside their car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
AM,
no,
FM? No.
And I honestly can't deal with the commercials.
Yeah.
I can't be like in the mood listening to a song and then all of a sudden it's like, a regular fucking commercial, like I'm watching TV television. I'm like, no, I'll plug my phone in for that.
Yeah.
That's why we pay money for these type of things. Like you pay $10 a month on Apple or Spotify so you can just plug in your phone. You don't have ads and you can listen to the music you choose to listen to.
And you don't have to copy songs onto your phone and all that shit.
Exactly.
I know. That the karaoke app is the same thing, you know?
Right.
And it's really cool because you can get songs and you don't, you know, and you keep finding new ones all the time, you know, like Spotify keeps suggesting songs for me that are like perfect, you know, songs I never knew before.
Right.
So who needs the radio station? Who needs the program directors that decide, oh, we should play this record and that record?
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore. So, of course, all thanks to the internet and I guess Google is celebrating the invention of the internet 30 years ago. Did you know that?
I know that.
Yeah.
But thank you. Thank you for that invention.
Yeah. Well, let's just put it this way. The internet has existed more than that, but the World Wide Web, it's like the way we know it with browsers and shit.
It's not the same.
No. So this is how it started. And yeah, people still use computers, keyboards, all that shit. Today... none of that's going on. Do you know that the creator of the internet, his name is Tim Berners-Lee, and he's pretty disappointed or even upset at the direction the internet has taken, you know. And some people are saying we could remake the internet much better. I don't know how
I think
that
people just
work.
Need to shut the fuck up and just, like, leave it be.
Yeah, but you know what? It has caused a lot of shit.
I know, but it's you can't...
But
you,
a lot
yeah.
of good stuff, too, of course.
Yeah, and you can't remake the internet to make it better because people are still going to find a way to fuck it up. So it's just like...
Of course.
You know what I mean? It's just like spyware and stuff. It's like, yeah, you can get one for your computer, but somehow, some way, that virus is still going to make it onto your computer.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the point?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Did you ever get hit by a virus on a computer?
I don't want to jinx myself, so I refuse to answer.
Do you still use a computer, though?
I use my laptop.
Oh, you do? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, use my laptop every day. Like,
oh, okay.
Every day. My YouTubes, emails,
yeah, you
when
see,
I write.
A lot of people just use tablets or the phone.
Mm-mm, no, I can't. I couldn't work on my phone.
Right. To work is different.
Yeah. Like, I do all my, like, editing and... Like, after I post it, after I make a video or something, I put it on my computer. Like, I'm on my computer every day.
Yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Me too, but not as much as I used to, you
know?
Yeah. I mean, life has changed, you know? And I keep thinking, last night we were in the hospital. Oh, by the way, my mom's back in the hospital, but I'll get back to that in a minute. Yeah. So my brother and I are like sitting there in the emergency room, and there's a little sign that says no cell phones, right?
Mm.
But the picture of the cell phone is one that's like a flip phone.
Yeah, yeah, that's like everywhere.
Right?
Like in restaurants or something, when it says no cell phone, it's the old school one. I'm like, no one even has that anymore,
right.
So it doesn't count.
Phones don't even look like this.
No.
So then I started thinking, what a genius Steve Jobs was. Mm. You know, I mean, he transformed the whole fucking world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Single-handedly.
Yeah, pretty much.
The whole fucking
world. I mean, he had a team behind him that gets no recognition,
well,
but
of course.
It was his idea.
It was his vision, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he wanted, what he didn't want.
But same with Bill Gates.
Well, Bill Gates is a big deal, too,
like,
of
he,
course.
Like, pretty much changed the computer single-handedly.
Right, right.
And I respect him because he
Made
makes his kids work.
Made the computer, yeah.
He's like, nah, you guys ain't touching these billions. Still, like, I'm dead, so go get a job at McDonald's. I don't know what I would do if I was super rich and I had kids. I would probably put a lot of their money in a trust fund when they can't touch it till they're like 25 and more mature.
Right.
And like,
or maybe
to
leave
some
it
values.
To the grandchildren.
Yeah,
know,
like leave
something.
A little bit to the, but you don't know. You don't know where life could take you if they'd even have grandchildren. And then, and then I feel like I don't know what happens. I've never heard of what happens when someone has a will and that money. Like, for instance, that designer, Carl. That just died.
Lagerfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He left his money to his cat.
Really?
And it's like, okay. So when your cat fucking dies, who's going to get your billions? What, the bank?
Yeah.
Who's getting all that money?
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck?
I always wonder that.
People are crazy, man.
Or if someone sets up a trust fund for their daughter's grandkids, but their daughter never has kids, who gets that money?
Kids, right.
Yeah,
right.
Who gets that money then?
Yeah.
Is that like put in fine print?
I don't know, man. That's the problem of...
being rich.
Yeah, being rich, you know? But it's interesting you brought that up because there's a big story that just broke about rich people in college and college. Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, among dozens charged in alleged college cheating scam. What they were doing is, and they did this with their kids, I guess. When you try to get your kid into an elite school,
right,
and you pay money, or you you have somebody else take the test for them. I don't know how they do this, but apparently they do. And
so these are grown ass women that got charged.
Yeah, because they were trying to get their kids into elite schools, and they were part of this whole fucking sting operation. So they bribed coaches to help admit the students into colleges, recruited athletes regardless of their actual ability. So they took kids that are not even athletes, made them look like athletes, took pictures of them doing athletics, and they fucking, then they take them into the school. And this was like a big fucking conspiracy.
And you know what?
About it.
And you know what? Their kids are probably miserable.
Yeah.
They're probably watching their parents do this. Like, look at my motherfucking
but
mom.
Maybe they don't know. Oh, yeah. I guess
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Mom, I don't even want to go to this college and look at you faking my athletic photos.
Right.
See, that's the type of household I always wonder what it's like on the inside.
Yeah. People are fucking
nuts. That sounds like a Lifetime movie waiting to happen.
Yeah, and think about this. You know, I mean, the thing is, okay. So the founder of this organization that's like a college prep consulting firm. That's where it started. Accused of being paid $25 million. Do they really think they'll get away with this shit? I don't know. Like, what do they think? Even if you get away with it for a year, 2 years, eventually you're gonna get caught.
Yeah. I feel like anytime you do something illegal, you're eventually gonna get caught.
Right, and especially when you're involved with a lot of people, that anybody could snitch. Anybody could open their fucking mouth.
You can't trust anybody.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to be part of that? It's so stupid, you know. And now they're risking their careers in order to look stupid, you know.
Right.
But it's a big story right now. I don't know, but think about this: for every student that doesn't deserve to be there, another student that does is rejected.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because
they only have so many seats. So fuck that, man. I mean, you know, they're saying the wealthy are not outside the law, and it doesn't, you know. Huffman is accused of paying $15,000 to facilitate the cheating for a daughter on the SATs. So they had to share this with the kids too, right?
I mean, that's a waste of money.
Like athletes.
That's like a legit waste of money.
Why?
$15,000 to pay someone to take your daughter's SATs? Like,
right, but if it guarantees you get into the school that they want, and you're rich, it's nothing.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
these people are rich, don't forget. So Felicity Huffman, best known for a role on Desperate Housewives. Did you ever watch that show?
No.
I know, neither have I.
Nope.
But it was damn popular, man. Yeah. So, yeah, that's when you have a lot of wealth. But you're right. To give it to your kids while you're alive and they're alive and they're able to work is probably the worst thing you can do for them, you know?
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. Yeah, I saw something about that last night. I started watching. I can't believe, I swear to you, I must have been standing 20 minutes in front of my TV trying to figure out what to watch. And I'm going from Hulu to Amazon to fucking Netflix. Can't find even one thing I want to watch.
No, I've been there.
Fucking crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, because, look, most movies are about, the action movies, a revenge if somebody does something to your family.
Right.
If there's, like, terrorists involved and nuclear or something. And drugs.
Yeah.
You know, drug dealers and shit. That's all the movies are about. Right. You know, and violence around it.
Right.
So that's why. So I decided I'm going to check out Ozark, which people have talked about.
Yeah, people have been talking about that.
Right?
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but.
And that's a series with Jason Bateman. I like him, by the way.
I just can't picture you getting into a series.
Well, I have before, but I know.
But
I
have
I
you ever finished
the
one?
Commitment. Only Lost, I think, and The Sopranos.
Which was like decades ago, so.
Yeah. No, nothing recent. Oh, actually Westworld, the first season.
Okay. Yeah, but then you didn't stay committed for the second season.
No,
And Ozark's going on to like, what, season 3 now?
Probably, or 4.
Yeah, I think it's like season 3 or 4.
No, but I already decided I'm not going to watch it because only half an hour in, I'm like, you know what? Another drug thing, another money laundering thing.
That's all, yeah. I like it.
Yeah,
that's
right?
That's Hulu, right? Not Netflix.
I don't know.
Ozark? Actually, that might be Netflix.
I think it's Netflix.
Yeah, I think it's Netflix, yeah, because I think I've seen it.
I don't know where I watch anymore.
Right.
There's so many fucking movies. And it's not for lack of fucking selection.
Right.
But it's just when there's too much, you don't know what to go with.
Exactly.
Anymore, you know, do I go with something old, something new, something I've seen, something I haven't seen?
Right.
Yeah. So, but there are a couple good movies. I want to see The Green Book.
Yeah.
You know, the one that won.
Yeah.
And are there any other Oscar movies we should see? Saw Star is Born, right? Did you see it?
I saw it and I cried.
Right. Okay, so you saw it recently. Mm-hmm. All right. So Star is Born we saw. Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, and I'm never going to see it, so.
Yeah, I guess.
Black Klansman.
Never saw that.
I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, it's been, it's ever good. Since they won an award, it's been sold out on Redbox for like the past 3 weekends.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen it yet.
Mm. Okay. Well, whatever. No, I'm saying that because I'm not crazy about Spike Lee's movies at all. Yeah. I don't get him, you know?
Mm.
He speaks like a different language. But you can't deny he's talented. I mean,
he's been in the game for quite some time.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's also his behavior, like this last Oscar when the other guy won. I'm like, come on, man. But at any rate, okay, so that's the college cheating shit and stuff. And we talked about the internet. I remember the beginning of the internet was very, it was so strange, you know, because, I mean, look, before that we had like online services with a modem and shit.
Right.
But it wasn't the same, you know, and it wasn't like a universal thing. Just geeks would go online like that with a modem and shit. You know, most people just use...
Well, remember AOL? And you have to like wait for the three boxes to fill up before you were online.
That's right. AOL and, you know, they had CompuServe. They had a few of them. But at any rate, it was nothing like the internet. And then I remember when the internet launched, then suddenly America Online is like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
You know, because they owned everything. And then they became irrelevant as far as a paying service, you know, because the internet was free. But I remember before, it wasn't always like service on all the time.
Right.
You'd have to dial the fucking modem and crawling speed. You couldn't really see anything other than text and some pictures. And, yeah, it was pretty frustrating. So just to connect... I remember this must have been 1993, 92 or 3, okay, when I was working for a celebrity for Debbie Reynolds in Las Vegas, and I was responsible for some of the things there, the graphics and all that.
Right.
So I started exploring the internet, you know. It was so weird, man. You had to have two applications just to fucking connect. And then you had like a browser that was old fashioned and stuff, but it was amazing. I mean, you'd go, what the fuck, man?
Right.
This is so cool.
Yeah, it's so different now.
But 30 years, I can't believe it's been that long, you know?
I was a baby when
I mean, for you, your whole life, the internet pretty much existed.
Yeah, but it's still different. Like, we had, like, AOL Instant Messenger. Like, it was very different back in the day.
Right. But it was still a connected world. You could chat with people, right?
Yeah.
Early on and stuff. Yeah. Plus, you grew up with computers as soon as you came out of the womb.
Right.
You know, like the kids now with the phones and tablets.
Yeah.
But I guess it's always going to happen, you know? I mean, the world is technologically advanced, and we're just going to have to get used to it.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's only going to get more advanced, that's for sure.
Yeah. I know. I keep reading about this shit all the time, and it's scary. Scary to me, man, because you try to be optimistic about the future, but you realize all it takes is a few bad apples.
Yeah.
They could spoil everything for us.
Right.
You know, I mean, with nuclear power today and shit.
I know. Nuclear bombs. One psychopath. I'm going to go grab a water really quick. BRB, okay. People.
All right. So that was the internet way back then. Of course, 30 years later, Google is still number one. And I remember Google started rather late in the game. There were quite a few search engines out there. There was AltaVista and Excite and Yahoo. And God, there were so many search engines. And then Google came out at about 1999, 2000, and revolutionized search and the internet. Think about it. You know, Google actually doesn't have its own content, right?
Oh my God, that felt so good.
What, the water?
Yeah. I usually hate water, but I don't know why I'm so thirsty this morning.
Yeah, because after the coffee. Yeah. The coffee makes you thirsty.
Yeah, I was like, why am I so... I felt like I just walked through a Sahara Desert. I was like, I need to excuse myself. I need water.
You see, that's how I'm all the time because, like, I eat cookies and I smoke weed.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm around with Diet Coke all the time.
Yeah, but I feel like soda would make me more tired.
Well,
I mean tired. Thirsty.
Thirsty?
Yeah.
No, not me. For me, it's like that felt for
you. Yeah, that was wonderful.
Right?
Yeah, it was great. It's everything I needed in that moment in time.
Yeah. Yeah, but so Google doesn't have its own content. It just indexes the web. But look how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
How would you find anything without it?
I don't know, because you could literally just type in a couple letters into Google and it finishes the sentence for you, because so many people across the world are like thinking or wondering the same thing as you.
Exactly, you know. And also, when Google came on the scene, everybody else disappeared because their algorithm is so good that you couldn't game the fucking search engine. And I remember back in the late, this was late 90s, early 2000s, I had some adult websites that I was making money on.
Right.
All I had to do is buy some pictures, put them on a website, and people would pay. And what the fuck? You know, I was making good money without doing anything. But we were able to game the search engines by knowing where to put tags. People would stuff their page with like keywords and shit like that, you know, like in the same color as the background. So the search engine would see it, but people wouldn't see it. Just gaming the fucking system the whole time. And we were successful. I mean, you know, if you'd search for like even, you know, like what, older women or something, or older women nude, bam, it would come up number one, you know.
That's funny.
You'd have like, all the fucking different tastes that people have.
Right.
You know, and stuff. So that was interesting, you know, that was very interesting. And but then Google came along and made everybody behave. And today they dominate, man. I mean, they're one of the, what, four companies that really control fucking everything.
Yeah, I would say so.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is two guys started in college.
It's usually together. That's usually how it goes. Right? Two guys in a basement. Yeah. Two guys in a garage.
In a garage, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
there
an
was
idea.
A little meme about all the garages that people started from.
Yeah.
Then it says maybe the key to success is buying a garage. I think that's what it says.
Or being in your parents' garage and be like, I have to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What are we going to do to get out of this place?
But it's the place to experiment, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit doesn't happen much anymore, you know? I mean, today everything's by committee, you know? All the different the new inventions and stuff.
Like the GoPro was two dudes in a basement.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, yeah, but that's not that new. I mean, GoPro has been around for years.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
no, I just don't think it happens much because I think the big innovations happen in companies.
I feel like it's not happening as much because people are just taking other people's ideas and tweaking them into their own.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Match, the guy from Match came on here and they started how many ever years ago?
eHarmony.
Yeah, my bad. Oops. eHarmony comes on here and he's like saying they've been around for what, 20 something years?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you have Tinder come out, and then Bumble. Bumble actually was created by dudes that used to work at Tinder.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got fired. They got fired and they said, fuck this. Let's make the same exact app and make it better.
Right.
So now it's just like people aren't really making up anything because they're just tweaking other people's ideas.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. To put together an app, you need to have someone who's really fucking smart and can do like mathematical equations. Like, have you ever seen the movie Social Network?
Yeah.
About Facebook?
Yeah.
I'm like, that dude literally, Mark Zuckerberg, fuck that dude. And if it weren't for that dude, he would not be who he is right now.
Right.
It's just crazy to me that money and greed just like changes people.
Yeah, people do it all the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, that dude literally basically was your right-hand man and you fucked him.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, he's not mind a very you, nice guy, that Zuckerberg.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like it. Like, yeah. After I watched that movie, I was like, wow, you're a piece of shit.
But I don't know if the whole movie was, like, true to reality.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's true. Like, because just, like, people making documentaries on Whitney Houston or fucking...
And it wasn't a documentary either.
It was they just scripted.
It was inspired or something. By
but, I mean, he didn't come out and say it wasn't true. He didn't even argue about anything in that movie.
Because they never called it Facebook, did they, in the movie?
No, they called it Social Network.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I think they changed the names, too.
Because they but didn't need it to be
then they had... I think it was... No, I'm pretty sure because at the end... Uh-huh. You know at the end of like documentary movies when they're based on a true story, it tells you what happened?
But this was not a documentary.
No, but I mean like when but they take a movie and make it about something that based on a true story, and at the end they say, like, if it's about a murder or something, they'll say, and blah 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 was sentenced to 15 years. At the end of Social Network, it was talking about Facebook. Oh. And how much he had to pay people out.
Yeah,
he had to pay out the twins. Right. And he had to pay out the guy that he his partner.
Maybe it's time. That's a good movie to watch again. Yeah, I actually, don't remember much of it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it was a good movie.
Very.
He was the guy that plays it is a really good actor. I think he's underrated for sure.
Oh yeah, Jesse Eisenberg. Yeah. I love this guy.
What the hell was that?
A bird? No.
A big ass bird.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I saw his shadow. I was like, what the hell?
I don't know. We get
But he's a. I like him as an actor. I've always liked him.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. He's awesome. He was in. Now You See Me.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Then he was in the movie with Kristen Stewart, where he was a pothead, but really a CIA agent.
Yeah. That was good. Too.
That was a good. I saw that in theaters actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I forgot about that one.
I forget the name of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But it was a good movie.
Yeah, he's done quite a few.
Mm-hmm. But he hasn't.
Did
he
the
hasn't,
voice in Rio of the of Blue.
Oh
the,
yeah,
the
yeah.
Birds.
Do you know that bird is officially extinct?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was like all over the news like a year ago. They're like, the bird from Rio is now extinct. I'm like, oh my God, goosebumps. Yeah.
Jeez.
See?
That's pretty
not
bad,
taking care of our of nature. We're just fucking this shit up day in and day out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
He hasn't been in anything in a while, though.
Mm. Yeah.
He kind of...
Well, Now You See Me too. That
no, that was years ago.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess I just watched it last
Yeah, that was years ago. Like the first one came out in like when I was probably 8 years ago, maybe
right
9 years ago.
Yeah.
Are you Googling it?
Yeah, I'm just looking up real quick what his movies are. Now You See Me, Social Network, mm-hmm. like you said, mm-hmm. American Ultra. That's the one where
yeah,
he was,
Kristen Stewart.
Right.
Yeah.
Zombieland. I've never seen that one from 2009.
It sucks.
It's an old movie. Yeah.
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 It was well, like it was supposed to be like kind of like a comedy like spoof of like what would happen if the apocalypse came.
Yeah.
It's like something you would watch if there was nothing else on.
I see with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I watched it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think there's two of them. The Zombieland and Zombieland 2 Tap.
I definitely did not see the second one. Barely made it through the first one.
Jesse Eisenberg supposedly was in Batman versus Superman. Dawn of
he
Justice.
Was. He was. He was a bad guy.
Oh, was he?
He was a scientist that wanted to fuck shit up.
It's
so
funny.
That's
I was
true.
I was going to watch that movie last night.
Batman versus Superman was really disappointing, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Really long and really disappointing.
Jesse Eisenberg was in The Village. Do you remember that?
The Village? What is
that's
that?
That's like M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, when they wore the red coats?
Right.
Yeah, I can't remember that movie. I have actually been pretty disappointed in pretty much all of M. Night Shyamalan's movies.
Right.
Like, did you see the...
Only a few, right?
Did you watch The Visit?
The Visit.
With the when they went to go see their fucking grandparents?
Oh, no, I never saw that one.
Oh, my God, I was like...
I know, I saw a preview of it.
Yeah.
It didn't seem that great, did it?
No, it was horrible. It was one of the worst movies I've ever watched.
Really?
Yeah, I was fucking pissed after I watched it. I was like, I can't believe I just sat through this whole
I saw the
night.
Trailer, it's like, wow.
No, the trailer looked like it was going to be scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Like, the grandmother is, like, weird and
their
shit.
Their grandparents were dead in real life. First of all, how do you know not... How do you show up to your grandparents' house and not know that that's not your grandparents?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were like mental patients
right.
from a hospital that escaped, killed their real grandparents, and the daughter was like, "Hey, mom, I'm sending the kids to you." First of all, how do you not know that that's not your fucking
right,
parents?
Right, right, right.
Like the movie is just so fucking stupid.
Right,
it's like the dumbest movie I've ever seen.
So you have to suspend belief quite a bit.
I mean, I didn't like The Village from what I remember. And it's so unmemorable that I can't even remember what the fuck it was even about.
I remember The Village. They had something like they thought there was a monster coming and threatening them. I don't know. I don't think they killed
it was like
anybody.
A giant porcupine or some shit, right?
No, not at all. I tell you what it was. The ending was a total twist. They were like being... How am I going to say this? It was all something that was being observed from the outside by somebody else, you know? It was like all made up and shit in the end. I don't quite remember it, but that's a good reason to watch it again.
No, I would never. I remember watching it and not liking it. If I have that feeling after I see a movie, I won't watch it again.
Really?
There's some movies I'll watch 100 times.
You serious?
And then there's some movies where I'm like, if I can't even remember what the movie was about, right. I'm never wasting my time ever again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I haven't been a big fan of M. Night Shyamalan, so.
I have, but some of his movies have not been great. Yeah. You know, like The Happening, right, with Mark Wahlberg, that was shit.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
Signs was okay.
Didn't like Mel that Gibson. One. Didn't like that one
but
either.
Unbreakable I loved. You didn't like it.
No, I liked Unbreakable.
Or Breakable. It's
No, it's not Unbreakable.
Is it Unbreakable?
Yeah, it's you Unbreakable. Sure? Yeah, he can't die.
No, I know, but Samuel Jackson can.
He was just like, he was in the movie, but the movie was about Bruce Willis.
Right.
So that's why it was called Unbreakable. Mr. Glass
No,
was,
because I'm thinking of another movie that was Unbreakable. That was the Angelina Jolie movie. About those people stuck in the ocean, like people that crashed in a plane and shit like that. That was Unbreakable, too. But you know what? Let's just see.
No, it's not. And that wasn't Angelina Jolie. That's Anne Hathaway.
No, Angelina Jolie directed the movie.
Oh, but you're talking about Anne Hathaway, right? Where she didn't... The whole movie, she thinks she's, like, alive. And at the very end, she realizes that her and... The guy that she was sitting next to, they all died in the plane crash.
No.
That movie totally freaked me out. Like, I was like, I can't ever get on a plane after this movie ever again.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. It isn't Breakable. So maybe the other one is Breakable, no? Or whatever.
No,
the fuck.
I don't think so.
No?
Just do Anne Hathaway plane movie.
Hold on a second. I know how to find it. Okay. I think we're both right. Yeah. The movie Unbroken.
Unbroken, yeah. That's completely different than Unbreakable, dude.
Is that what it is?
Unbroken? Are you talking about the war movie?
Yeah.
That is
That's Unbroken.
That has nothing to do with a plane crash, dude.
What does it have to do with?
It has to do with these
American
I mean,
soldiers,
they're it's not, yeah. I mean, their plane did crash, but it's about how they got kidnapped by the Japanese and got tortured for years in and years out.
Oh,
and then finally got home. I mean, that movie was... Really, really, really hard to watch.
I can imagine.
Yeah,
wow.
But I watched the whole thing.
And okay, so I totally fucking messed up the names.
Yeah,
okay.
And you just confused everybody that was listening.
Exactly, but what the fuck, you know?
But yes, Unbreakable is with Bruce Willis.
Yeah, and Samuel L. Jackson, and they both do a tremendous job in the film. But so the bottom line is, did you like it or didn't you like it?
Unbreakable, I like that movie.
Okay,
yeah.
Sixth Sense you liked.
Sixth Sense I like.
Right.
Yeah. There's so those not two, every movie, but there's 90% of them I have not been, I haven't been feeling.
Yeah.
Like I haven't seen, is A Quiet Place M. Night Shyamalan?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
No. He just had a recent one that came out, right?
Yeah. See, there's an article here, The Fall and Rise of M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, because sometimes his ideas are really, but what's the most recent one he just
Glass.
Had?
Glass. That was Glass, and it's like a continuation
yeah,
of
yeah.
Unbreakable and
Split. And I want to see it so bad. I'm like waiting for it to get on DVD.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Yeah, yeah.
And it's Well, Split was really good. He did a really good job.
I thought it was good. Who said it was shitty? Didn't you tell me it was shitty?
I never ever said that. I like Split.
Someone said I didn't like Split. Oh, okay. No, it was somebody else.
Yeah, I was like, I definitely like Split.
Yeah, yeah. It was good, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty intense, I think. But fuck, man, he acted pretty good in that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like low-key obsessed with, not look-wise, like I wouldn't have sex with him, but I love like every movie he's in.
Really? What's his name?
James McCarthy, I think.
Is it?
He's English. I could be James McAvoy.
Yeah, James McAvoy,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
McAvoy, yeah, that's right.
He's been in... He was in Wanted. That's one of my faves. It'll never get old.
Really?
Have you seen it with Angelina Jolie
no.
and Morgan Freeman?
No. Is that
oh, my
not?
God. I've seen it like 100 times.
Really?
Yeah. It's old. Like, really old. I think that came out when I was like in high school.
Wow.
But that's when I was like, I'm obsessed with this guy. He's the main actor in it. You have to see it.
Really?
It's so good. Angelina looks so hot in it, too.
Yeah. Huh. It's funny. I saw something here in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
They called it Unbreakable 2, and they when Split came out, they were talking about Unbreakable 2. That's probably Glass. That's what it is.
Unbreakable.
But back then they probably had a working title,
right? But I don't know why they called this one Glass. if it's about all three of them, because Glass is Samuel Jackson.
Right.
Like, his bones break, like, instantly. That's why they call him Glass.
But, you know, on Split, I'm looking on the cover, and you've seen half his face behind a broken glass.
For Split?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be some type of... I mean, I know they're working together in this one.
Yeah.
Because they're both really fucking evil, but... and Bruce Willis is like, oh, here I go. Thought yeah. I was in retirement.
So they're all like in a nut house or something,
well,
I think.
Well,
right?
At the end of Split, remember Bruce Willis was in the restaurant eating?
No, I don't remember anything.
Oh, my God. So at the end of Split, the guy obviously escaped.
Right.
And then, like, it says, like, 3 or 6 months later or whatever, and you see Bruce Willis sitting in, like, a coffee shop, and you can hear on the news him talking about Split, the guy, whatever his name is, talking about...
That was in the movie Split?
Yeah, at the very end, it was to signify... That was to signify that there's a movie coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You gotta pay... You gotta see, this is what people do. They watch movies, and they immediately shut off the credits.
Yeah.
I'm like, you gotta watch. Even on...
Oh, so that was during the credits? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's to let people know there's another movie coming.
Yeah.
And he's like drinking his coffee and he's like shaking his head like, here we go. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm about to have to kick some more ass.
Yeah.
So
we'll see. I think
I definitely want to see that.
Yeah.
There's so many movies I need to catch up on.
Yeah.
I can't wait till for the movie Us to come out.
Us. What's that about? Is that a scary movie?
Is, oh right? My God. You haven't seen the trailer?
No.
So did you ever see Get Out?
No. Okay.
Jordan Pele.
What does it have to do with
Get Out?
Yeah.
It's just the same producer.
Oh, okay.
So Jordan Pele did Get Out and now he's a producer of this. This movie looks like it's gonna give everybody in the entire world full blown nightmares.
Really?
You have to watch it.
Okay.
Watch a trailer.
I'm not really into scary stuff, though, but I will.
He does movies that... I can't believe you've never seen Get Out.
No.
It made, like, over $800 like, million dollars in the box office.
Who was it with? Anybody famous?
It's a black man who is dating a white woman. He goes home to meet her family. Never?
Get Out. No.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was, like, literally everyone was like, what's this movie about?
Really?
And it made over, like, $800 million. Dollars. I wasn't working here to tell you about it, I guess.
What's that?
It came out years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Oh.
It was so good, though.
Yeah.
But he's producing a movie now, and his basically Get Out had like more of a significant meaning than just like what you see in the trailer. So he's making a new movie. Just watch the trailer really quick.
I will. After the show.
Yeah. But I mean, people probably have already seen it.
Yeah, for sure. But
the trailer, the signs are all over Hollywood Boulevard and everything. And even the signs are horrifying.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that comes out March 22nd.
Mm. He does, M. Night does like to work with the same actors, if you noticed, right? I mean, Bruce Willis is definitely his go-to star. But then Ron Howard's daughter, what's her name? Bryce? Bryce Howard, I think. And then she was in the movie... The Lady in the Water, which also sucked.
I don't think I ever saw that.
It was so bad that people really trashed it, so I never really saw it.
I don't think I saw that. I've never even heard of it before this moment.
Okay, I did. It was like, yeah, he was living in an apartment, and there was this whole thing, man. Chick was in the pool. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I've definitely have not Sometimes, seen that.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I guess... I should revisit some movies that I've seen in the past and I liked.
I always do that.
Really?
Yeah. And sometimes I think about how much time I waste watching movies I've already seen when I could be watching new ones. But I'm like, I don't care. I love that movie so much.
Yeah. And besides, if you forget the movie, it's the best because it's like watching it all over again. You know, and that's what happens with most movies. I don't remember everything.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right. It's trending.
Yeah. The story about the actresses with the college corruption.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah.
It's just like, come on. Get your shit together.
I know, man. And these are famous people. What the fuck? You know, what does it say about your kids? How would your kids felt? I mean, how would they feel when they know you got them to college because you fucking paid somebody?
Yeah. And now they're embarrassed by you. Yeah. Now they're going to be like, oh my God, Mom, you're all over headlines. I'm never going to be able to hang out with my friends ever again. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with people.
Yeah. Where's the judgment? Where's the ability to tell right from wrong? What the fuck, man? Yeah. So, yeah, signs, I didn't like that much.
I didn't like it.
I hoped for a lot more from it. I remember back then.
I feel like that's the vibe I get from most of his movies. Like, yeah. I expect so much more than
I know
what he actually does.
Because he surprises so much with The Sixth Sense, you know, that he really captured everybody with that movie, I think.
That movie was great.
Yeah, it was really good. And it was probably the last good one. Well, let's say Unbreakable was good.
Yeah, Unbreakable was good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Glass is good. I just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Check this out before we leave. A flight had to return to Saudi Arabia after they discovered the mom left her baby in the waiting area.
I'd be so pissed at that bitch.
Not only that.
I'd be like, are you kidding me?
Who does that?
I'd be like, you're literally a piece of shit. I've got places to go and people to see, and who leaves their kid somewhere?
Yeah.
How do you... No. Wait, is your kid not sitting next to you on the plane?
I mean, but it's a baby, they're saying. It's not even a kid.
Yeah, no, she probably intentionally left it there and then felt guilty.
Who does that?
And then felt guilty and was like, oh my God, I left my kid. No, there's no way you probably have a baby, right? And didn't realize you got on a plane without your fucking baby.
And nobody said anything.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know.
I don't get the story at all.
No.
But they turned
the need more info.
But they did turn the plane around. And the pilot was, you know, compassionate. He's like, may God be... That's what he said to the tower. May God be with us. Because these are like from, you know, Muslims, Arabs. Can we come back or what? The pilot said. The flight is requesting to come back. A passenger forgot the baby in the waiting area. The poor thing, the pilot detailed. So they told him from the tower, okay, head back to gate. This is totally a new one for us.
Oh my God.
What the hell, man?
I don't know what's wrong with people,
the
seriously.
The things that happen. Wow. And finally, Amber Heard talks about coming out of the closet to her
She's
parents.
A lesbian now?
Well, she was a bisexual in 2010. Now she's a lesbian. But she
Johnny Depp's suing her for $50 million.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
For defamation of character.
Wow.
She definitely dragged him through the mud, but he cut off his own finger. Like,
really?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be petrified and I'd want to get out of that situation as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's so funny because like you grow up watching these people and you're like obsessed with them and like always want to meet them, and then like there's been so many instances where like I've met people that I've admired and I've met them. I'm like, well, you're really nothing special.
Exactly.
You're talented, but like you ain't really shit outside of your talent.
Yeah, exactly. And most people are like that.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, you are fucked.
Yeah.
You need some help.
Yeah. I mean, look at the case of Michael Jackson, you know, whether it was true or not, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, just look at the things that they do.
Yeah.
Things that they do. I mean, even if he didn't do anything, what does a 34-year-old do with kids sleeping in the bed?
I think that's weird, yeah.
Right?
I mean, I feel like that's not appropriate.
So, but I don't think it's a reason to stop listening to Michael Jackson music. The music is excellent, and I don't know. I love it. I don't understand the people.
So would you listen to R. Kelly's music still?
I never listened to his music.
But I'm saying, if you did.
That's a good question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if
you
really
did and you were his fan and all this shit is going down, would you still listen to his music?
That's a good question, because I guess I am a fan of Michael Jackson. I'm not a fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I've given him a little bias here. But yeah, you're right. I should think about that. Okay, tomorrow I'll let you know, guys, how I would behave.
Yeah, there
without
you go.
Kelly. All right, Danny, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.